is the mic check for Cat Radio Cafe.
Testing. Stay tuned for Cat Radio Cafe Sunday night at 11 on WBAI.
I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
The Displaced Playwright. On Sunday, August 11th, you'll hear documentary filmmaker Roberto Minervini on his stunning new film, What You Gonna Do When the World's on Fire, about black lives under stress in the Deep South in the summer of 2017. A 93rd birthday tribute to the great dramatic soprano Eleanor Ross, and Love Noel, the songs and letters of Noel Coward.
And in the next hour of Cat Radio Cafe,
a panel from Cabaret Pangea on hotels.
Sunday night at 11 on WBAI Cat Radio Cafe.
And remember our slogan.
Do cats like hotels?
The ones with the terry cloth bathrobes.
When there are opportunities, they need to be distributed to people who have been systematically sidelined.
Dr. Malveau spoke at the Newark Town Hall on gentrification in April.
It is inexcusable for this wealth gap to exist as hard as black people work. And don't let anybody ever tell you that we don't work hard. We must look at the ways that we have to resist. We have black mayors who do not have the sensibility of a Ross Baraka. They never met a developer that they don't want to slow dance with, to our detriment. We have black city council people who taking money under the table so that they can exploit our people. We cannot have that. Financial literacy is not public policy. We must be responsible stewards of that which we've been blessed with. We must save and invest. But if we save and invest in everything we got, we couldn't close the wealth gap. So understand that when people say, you say economic development, they say financial literacy, say no. Say, we will be literate, but we also want our share. Reparations now.
This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York.
And you are tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial, non-corporate Pacifica Radio, the radio station that is supported by you, the listeners, not by the Sackler family, not by climate deniers, by you, our listeners. As we have done before, we are in our fundraising drive. We're going to go to Gary Null in just a moment and tell you about a premium that we are offering, Gary Null's Memory Stuff and Healing the Brain Naturally DVD and Memory Stuff. So this is a two-part premium that we are offering you. We will be discussing factors which prematurely age the brain. And I'm just going to start with a little story from this past winter, which is we all know that climate change is happening. The last 4 years have been the warmest in history. This last year has been the warmest of all years in the past. But we do have some storms here in New York. And last night, I was walking back from WBAI right after the storm, and it was very slushy and slippery outside, and everybody was walking very carefully. I turned the block towards the subway, and I saw a guy there, and I was so happy to see him. He had one of those orange vests on. He had a wheelbarrow in front of him, and he was shoveling some of what looked like salt onto the street to make it safe for people. And as I got closer to him, I saw he wasn't wearing any gloves. And I said, you know, you should really be wearing gloves. And he said, thanks for caring. And I said, it couldn't be too good for you to be doing this. And as you know, it's not really salt that they're spreading. They're chemicals that they're spreading on the ground, which then get onto your shoes, which got on this guy's hands. And then I looked further, and I saw that there was another guy who had one of those orange vests on, and he was just putting on some gloves. And it makes me think that we do things in our jobs and we do things in our homes that we don't even think may be really bad for us, that might be some of the stresses that we are having in our bodies, which will affect our health, the health of our family members in the future. And that's what the premium that we are offering is discussing. It's discussing stresses that our body has, which maybe we don't really need. And I want to welcome in Gary Null, and thank you so much for joining us, Gary. And I'm noticing that it's not just something like salt that this man is spreading with his hands, but it's stuff in our homes. It's bleach. It's various cleaning fluids that we use, detergents and other chemicals that we use that actually affect our brains. Isn't that right, Gary?
We have over 100,000 chemicals that we have made that are used in foods, in shampoos and face creams, in our shower, in the conditioners, in our soaps like the antibacterial soaps that we use. None of these have been tested for safety synergistically, meaning when you use it with other products, because sometimes a product in and of itself will not pose a serious health hazard, but when you add three other ingredients, different ingredients, then suddenly together synergistically it can pose a very serious threat. And I started my work on environmental issues in 1965, and so I've been at it for a while, more than 53 years, as an environmentalist, active environmentalist, helping with the movement to get these chemicals you're discussing out of our lifestyles. And now with this Trump administration, it was bad under Obama. It was bad under every president except for Jimmy Carter. But now it is terrible in that they don't even try to hide bringing in the very industry representatives of these toxic chemical industries to run our safety industries. And so it's not happening. They're letting polluted water go into waterways without the proper filtration system. They are taking the Clean Air Act that Ralph Nader caused to be passed back in the 1960s, and they're deconstructing it. So virtually 165 very important laws that Ralph Nader personally, no person in the history of the United States Congress, no president, no member of the Senate or House, ever caused as many laws to be passed on behalf of protecting America's health as did a person that was never a member of Congress. He was never elected to anything, Ralph Nader. Shows you something about our value system. So isn't it ironic? The single most important, positive, and diligent fighter on our behalf, we could not even respect enough to put him in a position where he could really clean house, because he's uncompromising in his integrity, loyalty to the public, and the common good, and let him have a position of power. Could you imagine the cabinet that he would have had?
Yeah, working class hero for sure.
And so now all the good that he did is now being taken back by industry. So now you will not know, for example, that the antibacterial soap that you're using can cause cancer. But it can.
You know, you're in the shower and you're using some kind of shampoo, and maybe you wash your hair first, and then all that stuff goes all over your body. You know, and people are not necessarily, like, some people are like, my daughter will not allow me to buy any kind of shampoo that is not organic, just for that specific reason. But you know, it's hard to keep track of what to get, what not to get, but you feel the pollutants. There was just a statistic in New York City that a million people are still smoking, or maybe more. You know, you walk down the street and, you know, you try to walk away from the smoke because it just kind of makes you sick. But people are still smoking. And these are young people. In your film, this film, Healing the Brain Naturally, you talk about factors which prematurely age the brain. You list oxidative stress, that's drinking, smoking, bad diet, pollution, which we've been talking about, things that directly impact our health. You talk about chronic inflammation, DNA damage, mitochondria energy depletion, which I find really interesting, fatty acid imbalance, and circulatory defects. All of these various stress factors, or all of these factors, are explained in this film that we are offering as a premium Healing the Brain Naturally DVD, and we're offering it with memory stuff. Now, this memory stuff is stuff that Gary Null has come up with to help deter and actually clean out some of the pollutants and some of the injury that we have been causing ourselves, damage that we are doing to our brain and to our lungs. So can you first of all talk about this film a little bit? Talk about some of these factors that prematurely age the brain.
Okay, I want to put it in, if you don't mind, into a little different context, because some of the people listening right now may have no idea about my own background. We cannot assume that they're not new listeners surfing and may find what I'm about to say of importance to them. So first, just a little background. I'm not just a journalist. I have published over 700 articles, over 300 original investigative reports. In fact, on my noon show today will be a report on Wikipedia, and I'm challenging the group of skeptics there who condemn all alternative health. They condemn me, and so we're going after them. I've published 18 articles, today's the 18th, against Jimmy Wales and Wikipedia, and that it's a mouthpiece for the corporate America, for the establishment, much like Mark Zuckerberg's the mouthpiece for, you know, on Facebook, the founder of Facebook, for corporate America, as are the people who run Google. So at some point, you actually have to challenge these people because they're censoring forums, they're censoring Chris Hedges, they're censoring Ralph Nader. In fact, you name the source, Truthdig, Global Research, Consortium News, all of them have been censored or banned on media platforms. So only their core listeners know they exist. So censorship should not be a part of what America stands for, and yet it is today. Now, that said, as an investigative journalist, I look for the truth. I don't start off with a bias. I don't start off with an opinion and then try to justify it with some limited resources. I say, what is the truth? And for that, you have to dig deeply, and you have to find the truth, and then you have to test it and try to deconstruct your own arguments to make sure they're correct. That said, I started off with an idea. Is it possible to change a person's brain? And I was told, no, you can't. Now, I was told, no, you can't, by no less than 5 different psychiatrists and neurologists who are friends of mine, close personal friends. Dr. Alan Putterman and Dr. Martin Feldman, board-certified neurologist, number one, College of Physicians, Surgeons, Columbia University, graduated number one at Yale. Smart guy, published over 60 papers in peer-reviewed journals, and he told me. He said in my office, he said, Gary, it's never been done. It can't be done. Whatever you're born with, that's what you die with. You just lose the capacity once you maximize their opportunity to function. They begin to wane and to, you know, senescence, the end of life, etc. I said, well, how do you know that's true? How do you know it? Have you challenged it? He thought for a moment, says, no. I said, then let's put it to the test. So I called Dr. Donald Mullins. I called a lot of people, Dr. Elaine Kahn. I said, let's try something. Let's try the first study that I'm aware of where we get a group of people with brain damage, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, myasthenia gravis, Alzheimer's, dementia, memory loss, and acute depression and anxiety. All untreatable, non-reversible. You can deal with some of the symptoms, but nothing is going to change the etiology of that set of illnesses. So it took us a year to find people who had the condition. It was under medical treatment. They were taking medications, but no improvement. They were getting worse. So that was part one.
So wait, so this was a study of what? How many people was this?
53
people. So you had a variety of dementia, all kinds
Alzheimer's.
Of Alzheimer's and other diseases. Okay, and then
And they were all medically verified because we had their medical records. It took a long time. And one of our board-certified neurologists and a professor at Mount Sinai, he was the one who qualified people. He's an advanced scientist at the top of the field in that area. So he said, yeah, this person qualifies, this one doesn't. And the reason I qualified people is because I didn't want to help someone, and then they say, well, he really never had dementia. They did. They were multiple medical diagnoses and treatments, and they'd been in treatment for years. None of this was new. So that was step one. Step two, we did it at 92nd and 2nd. I had that's where I did all my filming, indoor studio filming. So we had a nice theater to work from, and we filmed everyone. They came in, said their name, age, and their state of health, and they had all the medical records and all their blood work up. They all had to go extensive examinations before they got in. But mind you, nothing in this study was medical. This is all lifestyle. Now, that was part two. Can you change a disease that all of the medicines and all the medical procedures in medicine are unable to change the outcome? And you're not using any medicines. You're using natural, non-toxic techniques like a healthy plant-based diet, exercise and stress management, proper supplementation and counseling. So that was number two. And number three was that we had to give it a period of time. So we left it open-ended until such time that we would see changes or not, and we believed that it would be a year and a half. And that was just the best guesstimate that we could make of how long will it take to really reverse these conditions. It turned out it was 16 months.
No, that's quick. That's very quick, Gary. 16 months to see a change in your brain? I mean, that's
compared to no changes in anyone's brain ever.
Right. And also down slopes. You know, that's something. I want to say that there were quite a few doctors who were involved in this and who are seen in this film. Dr. Morton Feldman with Mount Sinai School of Medicine, William Tiller of Stanford University, clinical psychologist Dominic Riccio, others who are attesting to the possibility to not be on this downward slope, to improve your brain functioning.
But it goes beyond that. Keep in mind that I also am not just a journalist or a broadcaster, but I also am a PhD with honors and a research fellow, the head of the Institute of Biology for 33 years, their anti-aging division, doing over 161 original scientific studies and producing original work published in peer-reviewed journals and presented at scientific conferences, invited to scientific conferences. In fact, Dr. Martin Feldman and I were invited because of this study to Chicago, where there were 5,000 scientists and physicians specializing in anti-aging medicine because no one had ever done what we had done before or since.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, and I'm also a registered dietitian, and I'm a board-certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm an author of multiple papers in scientific journals. So I wear many hats that allow me to qualify what I'm doing to make sure that I'm trying to play by the rules as best as I can. Now, so what happened, and one of the stories is the most is really interesting, and this is a young guy named Kenny. He's in the film, and he wouldn't have been in the study at all because his wife came upstairs, and we were about 5 minutes to start on the first night, orientation night, and she had tears in her eyes, and I said, what's wrong? She said, well, my husband wanted to be a part of this, but I can't get him up the steps.
Yeah.
I said, well, what's the that's not a big deal. We'll carry him up the steps. So we went downstairs and picked him up and helped him up the steps, and I said, every week, don't you worry about us getting you up and down the steps. You know, we're here to help you. And he was very, you know, surprised but grateful. And because he had advanced multiple sclerosis. In fact, he was being seen by two different sets of neurologists, and they were at a point of giving him, he was on multiple meds, and they were giving him medication because he had tremors, he had lost his muscle strength, had no coordination, and he couldn't stand upright. And they were now putting railings into his house. That was the next thing he was doing in a couple weeks, so that he could at least hold on to the railings when he went from the bathroom to the bedroom.
It's very common, you know, that happens.
And then they said the last thing will be, before death, is we'll put you in railings on the bed.
Right.
And then they explained to him how he would die. And boy, imagine an emotional impact of telling people there's no way out, you got a death sentence. And
you're going to die.
And this
is
how long it might take.
Right.
And so anyhow, now, jump ahead 16 months. They were juicing fresh juices, and they were eating lots of nuts, nut butters like almond butter and peanut butter, which is actually legume, and walnuts and pistachios. They were eating grains, but whole grains. They were eating legumes like lentils and split peas and beans of every type, black beans, white beans, kidney beans, navy beans, pinto beans, black-eyed peas, soybeans. They were eating vegetables of every type, including root vegetables like rutabaga and kohlrabi and parsnips and turnips. They were eating. They were also eating fruits. They were taking in the morning, I had them take their alkalizing juice, which was 2 ounces of lemon juice, 1 ounce of apple cider vinegar, and 1 ounce of ginger juice, fresh made, and dilute it in 16 ounces of a green juice with green apple and celery. And then later in the day, they had three other juices. And I had them exercising. We designed exercises for what they could do. Well, here's what happened. At the end of the study, those who stayed with it, not all did, but for the people who stayed, 87% improvement of quality of life, complete reversal of multiple sclerosis. Kenny went back in to both sets of neurologists. They could find no demyelinization. We had remyelinated his spinal column. His neurons were fine. His muscles were strong. He had a full gait. He had no slurring. He had no trembling. Parkinson's disease, that gentleman, a 70-year-old African-American male named Thomas, who was a draftsman, an engineer, and on the first day, boy, this is an interesting piece of footage, you see him, his hands are just shaking, I mean, really shaking so bad that he couldn't comb his hair, he couldn't feed himself because he couldn't get the spoon or fork in his mouth, he couldn't shave, he couldn't brush his teeth, his wife had to do all that for him, and on the final day, his hands are just steady as a rock, mm-hmm. and so he said he has no pain, no fatigue. He has strength. He can walk up to 8 miles. Before he couldn't walk 100 yards, and he said, and then we said, okay, thank you. And there's and he comes back, and you see it, and he comes back and he says, oh, one other thing that happened to me, and I don't know how to explain it. I said, what's that? He said, my memory came back. I said, well, that's good. He said, no. Listen to what I'm saying. I now have acute memory. I said, well, I've never heard of the term acute memory. He said, well, I don't know what else to call it. I said, well, what do you mean exactly? He said, well, give me a question. Okay, what year did you graduate from high school? He gave it. How many students were in your room? He gave it. Give me their names. He could give me the first and last name of every one of the students in his high school graduating class.
So his long-term memory, which was shot, came back.
That's all of it came back.
Yeah.
Everything in his life came back.
So let me ask you, Gary, was this this study and this experience and all of your experience, your nutritional experience, your research, all of this, did it contribute to the making of this memory stuff that you have, that we're offering today as a premium for WBAI? We're offering memory stuff along with Healing the Brain Naturally, the DVD, the film that Gary's talking about, plus this memory stuff that he's going to be talking to us about, explaining about it in one moment. I just want to let you know, for $130 as a contribution to listener-sponsored, non-corporate WBAI, you can receive Gary Null's memory stuff, which is Healing the Brain Naturally, the film, and memory stuff for a contribution of $130. Call 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. See how this was done for others, and see how you can help yourself and your family. Later on, in a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about children who were mentioned in this film. But right now, let's talk about this memory stuff and all of your input and your research and how that contributed to building this.
Okay. I just want to finish because you've heard me say that we completely reversed multiple sclerosis. Just at the last retreat, Luann got a call from Kenny, and she said, can I come down? And she said, what do you want to come down for? He said, I want to try to inspire other people. And there were two people with multiple sclerosis there. And she said, yes. And he came down and did the presentation. He's strong as an ox. I mean, he's, you know, compared to the first time I saw him, and you're talking about almost 15 years have gone by.
Wow.
He's gotten stronger. And now we know, and Marty would later say, and now the scientific literature shows the brain has a great sense of plasticity. And you can grow new dendrites, the connective wires that go between neuron A and neuron B to transfer messages. And because when those snap because you've had alcohol or because you've had heterocyclic amines from eating meat or you've had sugar and they snap, or stress causes cortisol, which causes them to snap, now we know for the first time you can grow them back. We did it. And the scientific literature now is fully supportive of that. In any case, there were two other people you should know. There are three. One is a woman with myasthenia gravis who was dying, and her husband's this really tall dude.
Wait, what was the disease? Hold on, what was that disease?
Myasthenia gravis.
What is that?
It's an autoimmune disease, and you lose your voice, you lose your strength, you lose your ability to have muscle coordination. It's very debilitating. And she had it in advanced stage, and it was really troubling because when she got it, she wasn't that old. And her husband, I'm guessing he's 6'8". That's a tall guy, right?
Very tall, yeah.
And she wasn't tall. And they were standing side by side, and she couldn't talk because when she would talk, her vocal cords couldn't vibrate the sound, so you could get a very articulate sound. So I couldn't understand what she was saying, so she would say something, and he had mastered how to decipher what she was saying, and so he was standing there talking. In any case, at the end, everyone could understand what she was saying. Her voice improved tremendously, and she is still improved to this day. In fact, she came to a retreat on her husband just as a tune-up, I think it was two years ago. So anyhow, but the most remarkable one is not Kenny. It's not the myasthenia. It's not the reversal of Parkinson's. It is two others. I got a call one day from a woman who said, my son has very advanced autism. He's very tall, he's strong, and we can't handle him when he goes off the deep end, and we don't know what to do, and he's on four different medications, antipsychotic medications.
Oh, boy. How old was he?
The doctor wanted to put him on a fifth one, and
yeah.
I told the doctor, you put him on a fifth one, it's going to kill him.
How old was he?
He was 12 at the time, and she said that she came back from the psychiatrist, and she was crying, and she was sitting at her table over in Bed-Stuy. She's near a police officer, her and her husband, both. And one had to work night shift, and one worked day shift, so they could always be with Jonathan. And she said she didn't know what to do, because the only answer when they get big and when they go into a rage, they can really hurt themselves and other people. So the recommendation was put him into one of these homes. You know, there's not a single photograph or film of what happens to people when they go into these homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine the movie Coma, where you're kept drugged.
I know what they're like.
Well, that's kind of like what it is, and they don't live very long there.
Right.
In any case, I was talking, and she was listening to WBAI, and she said, I was talking about ways of helping overcome seizures, and I mentioned some nutrients, and she said, well, he's got a lot of seizures every day. So she tried that, and the seizures went away.
What did she try?
I don't know what she tried.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
And so anyhow, she called me, and then he came in. I put him on a protocol, and she says about 3 months later, he would normally go to their backyard with the kitchen in and out. There's a little enclosed backyard, and he'd bump his head on the door and grunt. And she said that he goes to the door, but he doesn't bump his head. He says, I'm going outside now. First thing he said in his entire adult life, she about fell on the floor. And, whoa, today, Jonathan Ortega is completely normal. He is not only normal, but when I introduced him to a group of 7,000 scientists in Washington, D.C., he came out on stage, and I said, what do you have in your hand? And he said, I have Outstanding Student of the Month. And I said, for how many months? He said, the last 10 months.
Good for him.
And the scientists were looking at me because that wasn't the topic I was supposed to be there talking about. I was supposed to be talking reversing menopausal symptoms naturally. And that was the peer-reviewed paper I had published that they had invited me to present. And I said, I apologize for not presenting my paper, but I thought you'd all find this more interesting. Then I brought out a woman, and the woman had papers. And I said, would you please read one page? So she read this very detailed page. And I said, how are you feeling? She said, I feel wonderful. And then I brought out another woman, and all three had reversed major. The other woman had reversed end-stage Alzheimer's, and So she had been a historian and a curator for Lloyd's of London. She was a professor at a New York university. But all that had gone the way because she had advanced Alzheimer's, and she was being taken to an Alzheimer's assisted living facility out in Indiana or Illinois. And now she had reversed these things. And so they were all in the same study. These are just some of the examples. And to my knowledge, there's never been a case of a reversal of Alzheimer's, autism, and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's. And when we talk about reversal, we're not talking about improvement of quality of life, less symptoms. We're talking about complete, total reversal.
We're talking with Gary Null here over listener-sponsored WBAI in New York. We are listener-sponsored, non-commercial, and we are talking about healing the brain naturally. We are offering some premiums to you today because WBAI is in its summer fundraising drive. We do not take any money from any corporations. We are not indebted to any the Sackler family or any other pharmaceutical company. We only receive funding from you, our listeners, and to make WBAI possible, we have events sometimes, and Gary has participated in some events and will also in the future, and we offer premiums. The premium that we're offering today is Healing Gary Null's Memory Stuff and Healing the Brain Naturally, the film. Those two premiums we are offering for a contribution to WBAI of $130. I'm going to give you our pledge number. It's 516-620-3602. Information on how to heal the brain naturally. 516-620-3602. Or go to give2wbai.org. It is, your contribution is tax deductible. The premium is a gift to you to subscribe to this listener-sponsored radio station, WBAI in New York. And we've been on the air for almost 60 years. And Gary, you've been on the air here for 40, is it?
43 years.
43 years, Gary. 43 years. And you are going to tell us, you've told us about the wonderful study that was conducted and how you had to face off over the against the medical establishment who said that there was not any possibility to heal the brain, and you showed that differently. And now you're going to tell us all about the memory stuff, which listeners will receive when they subscribe to 516-620-3602 when they subscribe to WBAI. You get the DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally, Gary Null's film, and the memory stuff. Now, this is powder, is that right?
Yes, it is. So let me just put this together.
Good.
So first, there was a challenge. Is it possible, since I'd easily reversed diabetes and arthritis, I'd done that in 28 days in the clinical. I've done 40 clinical studies.
40?
40.
Wow.
With thousands and thousands of people, all completely medically supervised, but no medicine ever used, with remarkable results. And the most clinical studies on healthy living that I'm aware of ever done and presented before scientific bodies. So when someone says, oh, well, that's just quackery, no, it's not. And that's the politicking, that's the propagandizing, those are the agents of big pharma and the medical industrial complex who don't want people getting healthy, and because they don't make a profit when there's a cure, when there's a prevention of a disease. They make a profit when they can keep you on a drug or series of drugs for the rest of your life. I don't want to be cynical, but that's the reality. Even Dr. Angell, the 22-year editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, now a professor at Harvard, has stated how bad medicine has become, and there are multiple papers and books on this very topic. So my interest was, can there be positive change when it came to the brain and the conditions that affected the brain? And we did it. It's not hypothetical. It's not an infomercial. We did it for free, by the way. Nobody paid a penny for anything. I funded the whole thing out of my own pocket. Mind you, there's no great benefit to this. There's no Nobel Prize. There's no patent on a supplement. There's nothing. There's just, you're helping people because you love human nature. Your mother taught you to be spiritual and not greedy. You use what you have as the asset of, that is capable of thinking differently than other people, not smarter than anybody else. I'm going to make very clear. I would never suggest such a thing, and I certainly look for anyone else who's doing good work in the field so I can both promote their work and commend them for them. But here's the interesting part. When we finally were able to reverse conditions and prove it and have it sustained over a five-year period with no relapsing, you would have thought that that would have made some headline news. It didn't. You would have thought that people would be interested in it. They weren't. But the people who benefited from it and all the people who've come to, you know, I work with since in my daily practice, and how much do I charge people for my help I give them when they sit across me for an hour or 2 hours? Zero. So there's no profit motive here, and there are cynics. There are some really bitter, angry, jealous, envious cynics in the audience, unfortunately. Oh, it's always the money. No, if it was the money, I wouldn't be on BAI, friend. I donated my salary 43 years ago.
So, Gary,
last point, and then I'll get to your question.
Okay, but
so now we have absolutely irrefutable proof that we could help people.
You looked into the causes of aging, of the brain and the body.
That's correct,
aging.
And that's my work at the Institute. My work at the Institute in anti-aging medicine allowed me to realize that almost all the diseases that we now are calling ages, disease of aging, are not. For example, Alzheimer's actually called type 3 diabetes. And we can show that what causes metabolic syndrome can also cause metabolic syndrome dysfunction of the mitochondria in the brain, the energy factors of the brain. Can we grow new mitochondria? Yes, we can. But for decades, people said, no, you can't. Well, we've done it.
You have to explain to people what mitochondria is.
Mitochondria are the energy factories. There's a chemical release called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Imagine throwing a log into a fireplace. The fireplace is the container. The piece of wood would be ATP. The container, the stove, the oven is your energy factory, the mitochondria. As we age, because we've drank alcohol, because we've done medications, because we have had to live with stress, environmental pollutants you talked about at the beginning of this conversation,
right.
It ages and destroys the mitochondria. It causes defects. Now, the mitochondria are most plentiful in the heart and in the brain. Use the most energy. And even though the two together weigh about maybe 4 to 5 pounds, they use an enormous amount of energy, up to 15 to 20% or more of the whole body's energy. So that's why we, as people age today, they start to lose their memory, they get brain fog, they'll read a page, not remember what they've read, they'll remember a first name, but not a last name, they'll remember an instance from their past, but not someone's phone number. So we start to lose the ability to collect memories out of these cells, and the mitochondria provide a lot of this energy to allow these brain functions to occur. In any case, so what I did is, based upon all the studies that I did as a scientist, doing original, both applied and basic research at the Institute, I then understood that we have gotten it all wrong when it comes to our aging process. I mean, everything we've gotten wrong. And you think that this isn't the case. I've been in front of 7,000 scientists and told them basic things that none of them knew.
And you say at 75, you're middle-aged.
Now you're only middle-aged at 75.
What?
You're only middle-aged.
Okay, so Gary, we are going to run out of time before you explain to people what memory stuff is.
Now, memory stuff.
Okay.
I'm not going to make any claims for memory stuff.
Okay.
I don't want anyone calling the station and ordering anything because I've made some claim. I've never made a claim for anything. I'm not going to make a claim. I'll simply say that I put together memory stuff as one of the tools necessary to maximize our health. I'll leave it at that, as that broad-based as I can. Now, here's what's in memory stuff. These are superstars. And if you Googled any of the scientific literature out of PubMed, acetyl L-carnitine, green tea extract, polyphenols, glycerol phosphocholine, cacao, resveratrol, alpha-lipoic acid, quercetin, rosemary, Siberian ginseng, ginkgo biloba, pantothenic acid, vitamin B1, and calcium and magnesium, and stevia. these are the ingredients with lesson in memory stuff. So I will go no further in making any claim. I don't do that. Some people do. I don't. And I'll simply say that any time I'm working with a person and trying to help rebalance their biochemistry and enhance their nutritional profile of different organs, I try to do two things simultaneously. First, I try to stop the deterioration, slow down the process of aging and pathological influences, and then I try to reverse it, reverse the damage by rebuilding that system. And to rebuild any system, you need a series of specific nutrients. What I would do for the heart is different. Mm-hmm. What I would do for your eyes are different. So it's not one pill fits everything in the body. One food doesn't prevent all diseases.
No, but it's a combination. It's a combination. So ginkgo biloba, or is it biloba? How do you pronounce it?
Ginkgo biloba.
Biloba.
G-I-N-K-G-O, ginkgo biloba, B-I L-O-B-A.
Now that comes
from... By the way, there are over 7,000 studies in the scientific peer-reviewed literature on ginkgo biloba.
And that tree is older than the dinosaurs.
it's the one of the two oldest trees on the planet.
Said to improve memory and slow age-related decline.
In Prospect Park and in Central Park, in the late summer, early fall, as you're walking or biking, you'll sometimes smell what... It's a terrible smell. It smells like vomit.
Oh, it's that. Oh, my goodness.
And you'll see generally older oriental individuals picking it up. And people say, what are they doing? Well, those are smart people because it's a part of natural, traditional Chinese medicine. It is one of the most, it is called a universal adaptogen, meaning it helps everything you can imagine in the body, like ginseng. Mm-hmm. It is adaptogenic. So they dry it out, and when you dry it out, the smell goes away, and then they crush it up and they use it. So they're actually honoring one of the oldest natural healing protocols in the world. And you go, but don't take my word for anything. Google it under the scientific PubMed, and you'll see ginkgo biloba. If every American took ginkgo biloba, wow, what it will do for your brain and memory. But that's in the scientific literature. I don't do anything that's not in the scientific literature. Everything I put in this product, quercetin, rosemary, Siberian ginseng, acetyl-L-carnitine, green tea extract, polyphenols, glycerophosphocholine.
What's pantothenic acid? What is that?
Pantothenic acid is also known as vitamin B5. It is an extremely powerful anti-inflammatory. It's part of the B-complex, and more than any of the other B-complex, it's important for adrenal glands, so people who are fatigued, I suggest pantothenic acid, and makes people with gouty toes and swollen feet, I recommend pantothenic acid. I recommend pantothenic acid for a lot of different things because it's a universally important anti-inflammatory.
So this memory stuff, you use it, you take a scoop of it, and then you mix it with water or juice or whatever you like, and you drink it up.
Yeah, and it tastes like chocolate.
And it tastes
because
like chocolate,
because it has actual chocolate, cacao.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's a delicious-tasting chocolate powder. And again, you're not taking it to get your protein or your vitamins or minerals from it. It does have fiber in it. You're taking it because of all the nutrients in synergistic blend, and because it's in a powder form, you have a higher bioavailability, meaning it'll be more of it will be absorbed into your body because you're not wasting any locked into oligocellulose as if you were to eat something that has some nutrients but it's locked into the cell. Like if you eat some broccoli or you eat asparagus or cauliflower or let's say Brussels sprouts, very little of what's in there is going to get out because it's real tough oligocellulose. But if you juice that, 100% of it gets in there or near that. And that's why the powder has the highest degree of what goes in, and also you can control the actual amount that one that. And I want to know. I want to put enough of a substance in a person to have a beneficial effect. And so that's also when I'm creating formulas. And by the way, I used to create formulas to allow rats to live almost twice as long a lifespan, and I did it multiple times. And so I know the power of dosage. Too little, nothing happens. So you got to know what is the right amount.
So we're just talking about a scoop here of that memory stuff.
One scoop that's in the jar. You take one scoop in whatever your favorite beverage, but not coffee, because that's a diuretic and causes you to lose minerals. A lot of people are not aware of that. If you want to prevent osteoporosis and fibrocystic breast disease and ovarian cyst, one of the things that will help is give up coffee. It creates a highly anabolic state, very dangerous. And one of my doctoral dissertations was on caffeineism, and that was published in peer-reviewed literature, and it's still there today. So caffeine, they'll say, has some quality to it. It has a few good things to it. Has a tremendous amount of bad things to it.
516-620-3602 is the number to call to get this premium Gary Null's Memory Stuff and Healing the Brain Naturally, a film by Gary Null.
There's a lot of scientists in that film.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Right. I want to turn to part of the film where we speak about children, and we speak about how the brain is destroyed in childhood by some of the practices. And we're going to begin with a neurologist, Dr. Martin Feldman. He's followed by a clinical psychologist, Dominic Riccio, and then PhD Lara Honos-Webb, who's the author of Listening to Depression. But first, again, 516-620-3602 is the pledge number. Contribution of $130 gives you Gary Null's Memory Stuff, plus the film. We're about to hear a little of Healing the Brain Naturally. Can we go to that, please?
As a neurologist in private practice, I see many parents bring in their children whereby their school has ordered them to take the medication Ritalin or similar medications, which are actually uppers. And it is true, they do control some of the behavioral aspects of what the ADD and ADHD have wrought. However, this is a fundamentally flawed approach to the problem. What we need is better diagnosis of why the ADHD problems that the child may have occurred.
These kids are being given drugs with severe side effects, including the precipitation of psychosis, mania, depression. Most importantly, you're affecting a growing brain. Nobody knows what the long-term effects of psychostimulants. These are drugs which drug addicts use on the street. Certain percentage of these children will break down in a psychosis or a depression, and then we'll give them more potent drugs like antidepressants, SSRIs, or the antipsychotic drugs, which we have no idea of how these drugs will affect children long term. They were never approved for children. They were never tested on children to any extent. And as a matter of fact, the test on adults shows that they have severe side effects.
Imagine a child going to school in the morning, who's just had a cola and some sugary snack. The caffeine from the cola, the sugar, is going to cause an excitatory reaction in the brain. Now the kid can't sit there and pay attention because the brain is hyper-agitated, so they're turning and distracted and they just don't feel good. They almost feel like they have ants in their pants. The teacher, wanting some order in the class, then thinks that the child may have ADD or ADHD, then gets them on Ritalin. No, that child is going to school, as millions are, with the wrong nutrition in their body, and excitotoxic reactions can affect the brain.
The medications that are used to treat ADHD, many of them, some of them are actually amphetamines, which goes by the street name of Speed. So in some ways, we're putting kids on drugs in order to make them more like other kids and make them more able to fit into a school system which caters to only one type of brain. And then also, is these drugs leave open the potential for addiction in later life. And so we're setting up a cascade of problems in addition to all of the effects of telling a suggestible young child that they have something fundamentally wrong with them.
There has been established scientifically absolutely no correlation between any mental symptom and any brain chemical. So the whole idea that these psychiatric drugs are correcting an imbalance or treating a symptom are false.
False ideas. This is from Healing the Brain Naturally, the film by Gary Null. These were some voices in the film of doctors and other medical professionals talking about the harm to children. You know, think of your grandchild, think of your child, and think of what are you giving soda to your child? These are thoughts and ideas and an approach that's presented in this film, which we are offering as a premium here, Healing the Brain Naturally, along with Gary Null's memory stuff. So you just ask for the Gary Null memory stuff and Healing the Brain Naturally, the film, and you call 516-620-3602 for a contribution of $130. You get that memory stuff and the film. Again, 516-620-3602. Final thought about children, Gary.
Children do not have fully developed brains or bodies or immune systems. And when you're putting medications and different drugs into a child's body, as we do today, in no small measure, because children now have the worst, let's say in the last, since the mid-1940s, children are the sickest that they've been. And the reason is not that difficult. They're over-medicated. Over-medicated constantly. And that is a crime against humanity. Over 10 million children wake up each day to take a class 2 drug, same class as cocaine, taking what is called kiddie cocaine, which is Ritalin. Now, I did a documentary on this called The Drugging of Our Children. It's free. It's there on YouTube for people to watch. And I've written multiple articles upon the same topic. Kids now are being categorized so that they can be coded in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Psychiatry. So if you defy your teacher or if you talk back to your parent, that is now considered a biochemical brain imbalance, and hence you are psychiatric. And they label that. They give it a code, in which case insurance will pay for it, and a doctor can then treat it, all with pharmaceuticals. But then I got a camera inside the National Conference of Psychiatry, which is one of the reasons I led a protest 2 years in a row outside their national convention, because I asked the people before they went in, and I asked multiple board-certified psychiatrists, is there any legitimacy to telling a parent your kid has ADD or ADHD or has a bipolar? And they said there is no test to determine that whatsoever. So we sent in, with a hidden camera, we sent in to 12 of the most respected psychiatrists, board-certified, frequently professors, with a complete person, and within 2.5 minutes to 7 minutes, they all came out with psychiatric diagnosis and a prescription. Then you'll see me on the street confronting them, and you end up giving these drugs to these kids.
Yeah.
You know, and they, well, it's all subjective. Well, if it's subjective, why don't you just give them a sugar pill?
We need to look into the company that owns Ritalin, that's for sure. This is listener sponsor WBAI in New York. Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Gary Null. Thank you so much for coming on and answering questions.
Well, I think, just to finish in 1 second, I think everybody wants to have a healthier brain. I believe everybody deserves that, and especially our parents, aunts and uncles, people may be a little older, maybe have made not always the best health choices in life, and now they're paying a consequence. They don't have to go into that place that we seem is inevitable, because we have proven scientifically, repeatedly, that we can impact in a positive way. But you can't do it unless you know what the tools are, and the documentary has the tools and the protocols, and I think that's very important. So at least, if nothing else, you'll have one heck of a good lay education by watching the film and then calling the station and supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. 516-620-3602, a contribution of $130. We'll give you the Gary Null memory stuff and Healing the Brain Naturally. Can we see some calls now? We have about a minute left. 516-620-3602. A contribution of $130 to WBAI for Gary Null's Memory Stuff, which he described, and Healing the Brain Naturally, the film, which shows how important it is to know what you are putting into your body. Here's Dr. Eric Braverman from Gary Null's film, Healing the Brain Naturally.
30-year-olds and 40-year-olds begin the processes of dementia, and 50% of our older Americans are demented by 80 and are dementing from 50 on. You burn out from lack of antioxidants. You dry up from your membranes of your brain not being protected, so you lose the water. So the brain goes from being a grape to a raisin. You inflame, meaning you catch fire, you can't control the fire in your head. You calcify, and then you rust as you accumulate heavy metals, lead, cadmium, soot, and you get choked to death because your blood vessels can't send up food, blood supply to your head, and then you're called old and you've lost your memory.
516-620-3602 is the number to call. We have room for a few more callers. Gary Null's Memory Stuff and his DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally. 516-620-3602. Thank you so much for supporting listener-sponsored WBAI, listener-sponsored non-corporate radio here in New York. 516-620-3602 is the number to call. $130 for Healing the Brain Naturally and Gary Null's Memory Stuff. Just ask for Memory Stuff, 516-620-3602, or go to WBAI's website, give to WBAI.org, and look for Memory Stuff, 516-620-3602, or WBAI's website, give to WBAI.org, and look for Memory Stuff. And again, thank you so much for supporting this listener-sponsored station. Go grab your thank you gift, Healing the Brain Naturally, and Gary Null's Memory Stuff. 516-620-3602. And thank you so much, Gary. And listeners, this is listener-sponsored WBAI New York.
This year, let's go green. To save money in trees, the local station board election will use electronic ballots. Members in need of a paper ballot can leave a voicemail for the election supervisor at 510-854-9663 with their name, address, and telephone number. We are missing emails for many members. Please help by visiting elections.pacifica.org and filling out a ballot request form, including the email to which you would like us to send you your ballot. E-ballots will be issued to all members with a valid email on file. Members missing emails will be sent their voter ID and password hidden beneath a scratch-off on a postcard. Ballots go out to all eligible members August 15th, 2019. You are listening to 99.5 FM WBAI in New York, New York, and online at WBAI.org.
If I had a hammer, I'd have a little ball.
This Friday, August 9th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., WBAI presents More Pete Seeger in this, his centennial year. Hear Pete talking about topical folk music and the magazines that have featured it. Tom Paxton, Happy Traum, and others reminiscing about his influence, and a concert from the 70s, and more. Right here on WBAI in New York.
Mic check for Cat Radio Cafe.
Testing. Stay tuned for Cat Radio Cafe Sunday night at 11 on WBAI.
I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
The displaced playwright. On Sunday, August 11th, you'll hear documentary filmmaker Roberto Minervini on his stunning new film, What You Gonna Do When the World's on Fire, about black lives under stress in the Deep South in the summer of 2017, a 93rd birthday tribute to the great dramatic soprano Eleanor Ross, and Love Know All, the songs and letters of Noel Coward.
And in the next hour of Cat Radio Cafe,
a panel from Cabaret Pangea on hotels.
Sunday night at 11 on WBAI Cat Radio Cafe.
And remember our slogan.
Do cats like hotels?
The ones with the terry cloth bathrobes.
They want us to vote.
Shakiva Griswold is from the Bronx, a student at LaGuardia Community College.
But who am I voting for? Elections whittled down to popularity contests, red versus blue, black versus white, logic versus heart. My heart won't allow me to participate in the farce America calls democracy. The fatter your wallet, the more presidential you become. Blame passed on through generations. Expecting the babies to grow up, yet stay in a child's place. The fate of the world rests in our palms, yet our palms are slick with the oils clogging up our oceans. Oceans that will one day tsunami away the 1% tax breaks. I want Harriet Tubman's spirit to resurrect for one night, just so she could point out the North Star to us again. I want to knock down every Columbus statue I see. In its place, gold-trimmed Kaepernick jerseys will gleam. I ain't afraid to fly. I ain't scared to duke it out with the patriarchy. I go Thanksgiving ham for my people so that we can feast later. Don't come looking for a plate if you ain't putting any bread. So to the powers that be, prepare for the throne you've constructed for my ancestors' bones to crumble beneath you.
Griswold is a member of Urban Word NYC. This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Hi, this is Virginia White of Earth, Wind & Fire, and you're listening to The Sweet Spot on WBAI.
Hi, this is Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, and you're listening to The Sweet Spot on WBAI 99.5 FM.
It's the incredible Mr. Roy Ayers.
Hello, everybody.
Tune in to The Sweet Spot with Baby K and DJ Kyle McNeil. Tell them what we do, Kyle.
Every Thursday at 10 p.m., we will be featuring some of the best in soulful sounds with in-depth interviews with your favorite artists, special theme shows, and, you know, guest hosts.
Yeah, it's a pretty good time, ain't it?
Yep, because we're The Sweet Spot, Thursdays. 10 p.m. only on WBAI 99.5 FM, streaming online at WBAI.org.
Listener-sponsored community radio.
Hi, this is Tony Roberts, and you're listening to WBAI in New York, the voice of truth since 1960.
Yeah, Lizette, keep that underneath us. Listen to that, just even that drum riff and that those vocals. Oh my goodness, I'm going to find out the name of that song, who sings it, because that is fantastic. Hello, everyone. How are you? I am Christine Blasdale, and I am so happy to be coming at you today with a really powerful, powerful program. That's why that music is so great to start the show off, because it is indicative of this hour, shall we say. I am joined in studio by a dear friend of the radio station, of Pacifica Radio in general, and here in Los Angeles, the wonderful Miss Julia Loggins. Hello, Julia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Great to be here.
Julia has, if you are not familiar, if you have missed some of the fun drives, or if you're brand new to Pacifica Radio, Julia Loggins is a, oh my goodness, she is a digestive health expert who has been doing this work and involved with the gut. so to speak, in our digestion and wellness and health in our colons and all that nutritional information for how many years?
35 years.
35 years. You started when you was a baby? Did you? Were you a little infant? You're crawling out of the crib going, digestive tract. Yes. It's how long? So that's a lot of time to be studying something that even medical doctors don't study.
Well, that's one of the things that's so exciting about talking to everybody today is that finally people are talking about the gut and gut health and how important it is, and that everything revolves, or even our mental health revolves around our gut health.
Yes.
And when I was first healing my own body and trying to save my own life as a kid and then moving into my work, nobody was talking about this kind of stuff. So this is so exciting. It's an incredible time.
And it's fantastic because we get to use the airwaves.
Yep.
Thanks to the donations of our listeners.
Yes.
That support this station. We get to actually talk about things that are really important that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media. Definitely not going to hear it on the mainstream media. You're not even going to hear this type of in-depth conversation on much public radio either, right?
Right. You're not.
This is it.
Yep.
This is it.
This is it.
So let's start from the beginning. Let's start with your own journey, if you don't mind. Start with your own journey about how you, well, this, because this is how you really got into this.
It is, saving my own life.
Saving your own life.
Yeah.
Tell the people about that.
So I was born with environmental sensitivities, which weren't understood in those days. And from the time I was a baby, I had asthma. I had life-threatening asthma. I didn't really know what it was like to go a day without needing an inhaler or something to get me through constant and life-threatening asthma attacks. My stomach always hurt. My mom said that my first words were, "My tummy hurts."
Oh.
And everything hurt all the time. My head hurt. My skin felt like there was glass going through my veins. I didn't understand that that's a symptom of toxicity and heavy metals and just poison in general. My tummy hurt all the time. I would go back and forth between constipation and diarrhea. And I didn't understand, you know, nobody knew about IBS or colitis in those days, and that's what it was. I had allergies. I was just allergic to everything. I had rheumatoid arthritis because my inflammation was so high. My body was so inflamed. And these are all gut-related things. When I was 17, the doctors told my parents that they didn't think I would make it through the year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had three near-death experiences, and the last near-death experience was in my doctor's office. And I remember having an allergic reaction, an anaphylactic reaction where I stopped breathing. I remember leaving my body, watching the paramedics and the fire department working on my body, seeing my mom, seeing the doctor just hysterical underneath me, and I began that float like you hear about, right?
Yes.
Floating through the tunnel. And what I had a sense of was such enormous relief because for the first time in my life, I was pain-free.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, that thought stuck in my head to this day, that experience of being out of that body that was always in pain.
So you were in paradise.
Yeah, it was. And I remember just going through and feeling light and warmth all around me and hearing a voice from somewhere say, you have work to do. You will not be alone.
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah. And you're going to be okay. And with a huge thud, I came back into my body, which was back in pain.
Thank you very much, voice.
Yes, yes, yes. Where's that help now?
Oh.
And but I knew at that point that I would find a way. I would find a way to heal.
Yeah.
And that was my journey. And
that was your mission.
That was my mission, to heal myself and then to take everything that I learned and to share it with everyone that I could share it with, which is what I've been doing the last 35 years. And thanks to you, yeah. I get to do today,
and
right
look
here.
At, and look at, and it's beaming out over the airwaves, 112,000 watts.
It's all across
incredible. The country, right?
Wow, it's incredible.
All across the country and in other countries, people are listening to
it's
us.
It's incredible because
well.
People are suffering so much everywhere.
Yes.
I see them in my office every day. People hurt just like I did. They don't know if there's any answers. They've been told maybe that it's in their head. They've been told by their doctors that there's nothing they can do, or maybe they've been given tons of drugs and medicines and they just feel worse and worse and worse. And I see them every day and I know how much suffering is out there. And it's so exciting to be able to share some things that are absolutely going to help people feel better. I know it's possible to heal because I did it.
Not only did you do it for yourself, but also all of your clients, I mean,
yeah.
your clients that you see regularly.
Yeah.
Julia has
of clients.
She has a thriving colon hydrotherapy clinic.
Yes.
In Santa Barbara, in beautiful Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. And so you do the colonics. And explain for people who are not familiar with what a colonic is, just so that they have an idea. Help people out. Tell them when somebody comes to you and they got the big belly, the bloated, extended belly, they feel uncomfortable in their skin.
Yep.
Many times they're overweight.
No energy. Maybe depressed.
Yeah. What do you do for them there?
So one of the first things that we do is to start getting the colon clean.
Yeah.
And our colons, which is the last 6 feet of our large intestine.
There's 6 feet in there?
6 feet. And it can hold 50 pounds of waste.
What?
Yeah. Elvis Presley had like 40 pounds of waste in his colon. His actual cause of death was constipation.
Really?
Yes, really. It, I mean, there were causes.
It was
you
those
know,
peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Fried peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yes. Oh. And John Wayne had like 50 pounds of waste. Our colons, it's incredible that they can swell to hold that much waste. And so a typical person that I see in my office will hold between 5 and 30 pounds of waste in their gut. So if you feel like you have a lot of toxicity and waste in your system, we do. People living this modern life, because our bodies were not designed to assimilate or eliminate anything that isn't whole and fresh. So processed foods, you know, things that junk food, fast food, our bodies just don't know how to even recognize what it is. And they see it as a toxin because it wasn't on the earth as we were evolving.
Correct.
And as we know, our bodies haven't mutated to dealing with an environment that has changed completely in the last 100 years.
So we have all of this toxic stuff.
Yeah, sludge.
Good. It's FCC. I'm going to make sure I'm going to say it properly.
Yeah.
All this sludge, gunk stuff
in
our colons, and it is, it's toxic, right?
Right, it's toxic.
Because it's putrefying. And,
yes,
and
it's putrefying, and it slows down our metabolism so that we can't lose weight. I mean, that's why.
Right, people, no matter what you do.
No matter what you do, you know those people and your friends, and maybe you have tried low calorie diets.
Oh, yeah. Don't eat nothing.
You eat nothing.
And then you have a cracker and you blow up to be, you know, a circus tent.
Yeah, especially if it's a wheat cracker, right? Because that
evil
causes
wheat crackers.
Evil wheat, because that causes such inflammation in our body.
Because the wheat is the devil.
Kind of is.
Explain, and we'll come back, because we're all over the place, but this is so exciting to get this information out. When, you know, these wheat products, which are everywhere, when you go to the grocery store, everything is made out of wheat.
Yes.
Cereal, cookies, you know, everything. And they put wheat in every single thing. Plus, just not to mention just the bread that's around. But this wheat, which is a thing of gluten, right?
Well, the American wheat has 100 times more gluten than our grandparents' wheat.
Whoa.
So it's, you know, for those of you out there who have kids and you've made glue with flour and water in a preschool or a kindergarten or something like that. So flour and water make a paste, the kind of paste that coats the inside of your intestines and doesn't let anything nutrition get in, and it doesn't let anything move out. So it causes things like leaky gut, which we hear that term.
Yes.
It causes horrible constipation. I have clients who tell me that they go to the bathroom once a week, and their doctors tell them, oh, that's your normal.
Oh, no. That's not good.
That is not good.
Once a week.
Yes.
No.
And that makes us cranky and depressed and
toxic.
Feel horrible. Toxic. Yes. It's so toxic. So with a colonic, it's a process that very gently and safely allows water to go into the colon and the waste to move out and just begins to soften that and get that waste moving. And the feeling that people get after a colonic is literally freedom. It's just a sense of euphoria that they feel in touch with themselves. They even get epiphanies because our serotonin, which is the neurotransmitter that makes us feel happy,